Blackstone Publishing presents Saintsville by Brittany Louise Taylor. This book is read by Sophie Amos. To the Eves of the world, you are more special than you know. And to the Maggies, don't change a thing. Chapter 1. I can't go to sleep. If I go to sleep, they will come. Four white walls, a bed, a door. That is what I see. Day after day after day. Except when they come for me, then I see something else. Teeth chattering. I am afraid. Standing in the middle of my room, my cage. My legs have gone numb. They tingle and shake. Tilting my head to look above, the fluorescent lights flicker. The laugh that escapes is bitter. I am like that light now. On and off. Dark light. Precariously close to dimming forever. It's always so cold in here. My filthy hospital gown thin and mocking. I am alone, left alone, but never for long. They wait. They watch. When I am quiet, when I am weak, when my eyes are closed and I am dreaming dreamless dreams, that is when they make their move. Hypnotized by the fluttering light dancing between my lashes, everything starts to dim. With a crash, I fall to the floor. My head hits last, echoing on the solid concrete surface. Only then does the door open, and they come. All I can do is scream.
No!
Eve shrieks, eyes snapping open. Her skull feels like it's splitting in two. The sun's rays bouncing off the hood blind her as she throws up her hands, hiding from the light. Grabbing onto the first thing she touches, she hangs on for dear life. Another set of fingers latches onto hers, digging their nails into her skin as she yanks. She realizes she is in a car as it veers left, then right, coming dangerously close to a poorly constructed barrier hugging the two-lane deserted freeway.
Eve! What the hell, you psycho? Let go!
Shrieks a woman's voice beside her. Eve knows that voice, as a solid slap connects.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?